I'm a better man. I'm a better person. I'm a better servant because of our pillars and our in 1440. There's 1,440 minutes in a day, and we say 1440, and it's a mantra. It's living in our organization, and to us, it means to create the absolute best experience in every interaction for every person, every minute, every day. I get goosebumps as I say that to you all because it's alive in our organization. Our pillars is to dream big, to have courage, to take initiative, to give back, to enjoy it. At the end of the day, it just means be kind.
Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors. This show is powered by our sponsors, Align, NICMAP, ProCare HR, Sage, Gibson Insurance, Hamilton CapTel, Paragon Senior Living, ServiceMaster, The Bridge Group Construction, Salinity, and produced by Grit and Gravel Marketing. Connect with the BTG Network team and use your voice to influence the industry at btgvoice.com.
Bridge the Gap in 3, 2. Welcome to Bridge the Gap Podcast, this senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. A beautiful day and a wonderful guest. We're very excited to have Tim Bryant, President, StoryPoint Group. Welcome to the podcast.
Guys, thank you for having me. I'm so excited and look forward to this opportunity to talk to you all both. So thank you so much for having me.
Yes. And you know what? Bridge the Gap has been around for 8 years. And I always find it fascinating when I dig back into the archives. So Tim came up to me as a potential guest from another mutual friend. They said, hey, do you know this guy named Tim? And I said, no, I don't know Tim. Let me look him up. Well, I couldn't find him, but I knew he was at StoryPoint. I said, hey, we have had StoryPoint on our program before. And Josh, we just relived this. StoryPoint made a viral video during kind of the COVID era things that we don't want to remember COVID, but we do want to remember the joyous times because you know what? You got to make lemonade out of lemons sometimes. And your staff did just that. A great, cool video that hit TikTok and became mega, mega viral of the older adults enjoying going down the hallway in these tubes. And that was our first real exposure to your company. And now we get a chance to talk to you. Do you remember that video? And what was that like?
Hey, you know, I do. What listening to you speak, obviously, when we talk about COVID, the emotion goes not great, right? Because there's a lot of people that went through difficult times. I think we all did. But my mind goes to the good times that we've had. You know, those of us who survived and was here, including our residents, employees, there's a lot of meaningful moments that we remember and bringing joy to those residents and families and our employees. If you notice in that video, our employees had a fantastic time too. So when I think about that time, I remember the perseverance that our team had and the spirit that they had and our residents who still talk about it to this day. And thank you all too for recognizing that and allowing us to share our stories on your podcast too. So we really appreciate it.
Of course. Of course. Well, Tim, you know, we enjoyed that time getting to know your staff and talking about that one video, but I would love for you to give us some history around StoryPoint, and we'd love to get some history around how you entered into senior housing.
Let me see. I'll make sure that I try to give you sort of the Reader's Digest version of it. But from a StoryPoint perspective, over 40 years of serving, right? 40 years of loving and caring for people. When I started, I have myself been at StoryPoint for 22 years now, right? Started at a community and worked hard and not to offend anybody. I'm faith-based, so prayed hard to get to where I am to serve. I believe that we're all meant to serve. So when I started, we had about 8 communities now and then, and currently we serve over 160 communities across 9 different states. So a lot of growth, but it's been fun. It's been calculated, and we've got a lot of longevity here, not just at our corporate team or home office team, but also at the communities where it matters, right? We have a lot of line staff that have shared their lives with us for this entire time that we've been together too as well. So started largely in independent, and now we have independent assisted living, enhanced and memory care communities, and a lot of active adult as well.
It was evident to us when we, going back to that moment when we saw this viral video, you know, that's not just manufactured overnight. you know, I think it showed the dedication that your team had, brought out the best in a lot of people and showcased that. But I've heard it said that even though that you guys have scaled, it's very impressive, the number of communities, the residents that you serve, but every life counts. Every life matters. What's been sort of the way that you've led the team and been part of that culture to make that actually happen? It's one thing to actually say that, but there's got to be, you know, daily effort and grind to make that happen. So what would you attribute that to?
To the people, first and foremost. I love what we do. I believe in it with all my heart, but I suck at a lot of things too, right? And so what I've been blessed with, to surround myself with people who are smarter than me, but we care equally as much. And throughout our scale, we stay focused on what we do best. We're the best at loving and caring for people. We're the best at it. I firmly believe it. We are an employee first organization. So we spent a lot of time and just building our people up, empowering them. And you spoke about moments and they matter. I think having a strong foundation, solid principles is key for us. And I speak about our pillars and what our mission, because they changed my life. I'm a better man. I'm a better person. I'm a better servant because of our pillars and our 1440. There's 1,440 minutes in the day, and we say 1440, and it's a mantra. It's living in our organization, and to us, it means to create the absolute best experience in every interaction for every person, every minute, every day. I get goosebumps as I say that to you all, because it's alive in our organization. Our pillars is to dream big, to have courage, to take initiative, to give back, to enjoy it. At the end of the day, it just means be kind, right? Help, never give up, fight for what you believe in. And you can start a business, you can start a family on those pillars too. So our pillars have been the foundation of our organization, and we haven't wavered from it. I spoke earlier today, there's things that are non-negotiable, right? We don't have to believe in everything, but to be with us and to serve with us, you have to believe in what we believe in. We believe that there's no higher privilege than to serving each other and to serve the people that are dependent on us.
That's awesome. Well, we want to, in just a moment, unpack a little bit of that, because we're here at ASHA. You just, I think, just came off of that speaking engagement. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But we've been able to, Lucas and I are blessed. We get to talk to so many people and hear about great opportunities, great challenges, get great perspectives on the our space that we get the opportunity to work in. But what would you say at Story Point, what's kind of two sides of the coin? What's the greatest challenge you guys have, or that you see ahead of you, or that you're experiencing now? And what the flip side of that, what's the greatest opportunity you have?
It's interesting, right? Because I can talk about things that are happening in the world, obviously, and what the outcome could be in the market and those type of things. But our greatest joy, the gift, is the people, right? I love it. There's no greater joy than helping people, right? But in the same breath, the biggest challenge or burden can be people as well, too. I believe that everybody wants to be great, but people don't know how. I believe that we all want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. So, I you know, for us, hey, the joy is just, we're employee first organization, as I mentioned before. So allowing our team to come together to help them become better versions of themselves. That's the greatest joy that we have, to be able to help every single one of us here sitting here today. We want better for the people that we serve. We want better for our families. And we're obsessed about doing that as well. But, you know, in the same essence as doing that too, it'll require something of you, right? 1440 is not just all unicorns and rainbows. It's changed. It's change. You have to change, right? Change is hard, right? But change is necessary in their lives. And so for people who want to continue to grow, to continue to get better, to continue to serve, then this is the best place to be. This is our time. For people who are not at that point in their lives and you enjoy other things, or full disclosure, and I say this humbly, but kindly, if you're lazy and you know, you don't love serving, then this is not the best work for you. This is hard work, right? Our path is hard because our calling is higher. And then also, I do think, you know, serving residents as well too, it's the greatest joy. We have an opportunity to be amazing to the very last breath. I get so excited about that. But you know, it's also a challenge to make sure that you be there and you serve people in every capacity, and also family members too, right? Because it's adult children that often make the decision to, for family members to come live with them. And they're a family too, so we want to spend time with them.
What do you see going forward as this demographic, really there's huge motivation in the space of age, income, qualified people are moving in, occupancy is going up. Is there a difference in the residents that are coming in today or in the next couple of years that you are catering toward, the type of services that you're offering, the choices that you provide? Are y'all talking about that strategically internally?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time. I'll give a huge shout out to Curtis Avenstein, who leads our life enrichment department too, as well as all of our executive directors as too. We obsess about that, obsess about the now though and the next. And I do think it's interesting because I heard 10 years ago, but by now everybody will just be on iPads and, you know, we'll be doing all these things. And that's not really the case. I know that we're spending time trying to not just see how you can just live longer, but how you can live healthier and happier longer. And that's through engagement. So, you know, technology, there's that buzzwords, I hate to play into that, but AI, we want to be able to use that to enhance people's lives, to help us understand and better ways to be able to serve you. So from technology engagement in the apartments, you know, all the way to using it to show appreciation for our teams. But we do spend a lot of time about that. I don't know if we talk about the next 5 or 10 years. I don't see anything, in my opinion, drastically changing. I do think geography plays a part of it, too. You know, we're largely in the Midwest. You go out on the West Coast, there's obviously some things that are moving faster and a different things that are happening in that segment. But for us in the Midwest, I don't see a ton changing. And at the core, doing what we do, loving and caring for people, that'll never change.
So you seem to be very intentional with your time, how you spend your time. You spent some time here at this event. You obviously prepared for your engagement. What do you hope, you know, coming off the stage, what these leaders in senior housing here that we were blessed to be around, what do you hope they take away from what you all talked about today?
For me to really answer that, I'm not sure. You never know what's in people's hearts. So I'm not sure what everybody came here to do today. I know what we came here to do today, right? We came here to connect with good people, but to talk about what we do, right? There's a strong conviction, and I would be lying to you both if I said this wasn't personal. This is personal to me and my team and the way we do. So I hope that the people who listen to us speak, who listen to me speak specifically, felt the conviction and passion when I speak, right? And we do choose our time. Time is of the essence, right? And so we don't want to waste time. And so coming here was intentional. I did prepare, but I hope you asked that question. I hope that people heard us today. Whatever they signed up for, whatever in their heart, I hope they walked away and thought that, wow, those people, amen, they love what they do. Right? If you got that from hearing it in my voice, then, hey, job well done. I do think that there's an obligation with Asha and some of the other operators for us to come together to really come together from a resource standpoint, but also a knowledge. I'm a part of a round table later on today with some other leaders, and we want to put our heads together to see what we could do to create better experience from a workforce standpoint for our teams. And I'm looking forward to that.
That's awesome. Well, so we've been hearing people's perspective because it seems like even talking with groups like NICMAP Data, the data is showing that we've recovered as an industry out of some tough years. A lot of excitement generated around this event and people talking about growth goals. So for you guys, what's on your radar? Like, what do you hope to accomplish as far as growth? What areas are you looking to grow in?
From a community standpoint, we're built for growth. And I say that humbly, full disclosure way. We are built for growth, and we made a commitment to each other if we fail and we stop serving and we don't do the job right, then growth stop. We won't continue to do it. You don't deserve it. So growth to us is earned, but we want to be able to grow in the markets that we serve. We're at 166 communities now. You know, there's a commitment to get, you know, my own commitment is to get to about 300 communities. And if we continue to serve the way that we do and continue to produce, I'm confident that we'll be able to get there too. So we do utilize a lot of data. being condensed in some of the markets is important for us. For regional density is important, right? And so you'll notice that in every market that we're in, there's density for us, and there's an advantage for us serving our employees, for giving them support. We're very active, right? And so we're at communities. I inspect what I expect, right? And trust but verify. I'm at the community helping, solving problems. And that's the only way. I don't know any other way to be, right? We should be winning together. And so we're active, and that regional density allows us to be, to show a career trajectory for our team as well too, but to pounce on with urgency any issues that possibly occur, and also control the market, right? I want to make sure that if we're in that market, that we're controlling it too, so that we can control the experience regarding care and everything involving serving seniors.
So speaking to our audience, that oftentimes we've found, we've had this growing audience of people that are not in our industry that are curious, and they maybe Google or something and we pop up. And we've had a great opportunity to talk with some emerging, what we think will be future talent, because they seem to have the passion and the curiosity, and they are listening to our podcast very intently to kind of gain wisdom, understanding of this big thing called senior living that they don't understand. So what would you say to some of the young leaders that, if you were talking to yourself 20 years ago, you'd breathe some wisdom into them as they start to pursue a career in senior housing?
That's a great question. My background is hospitality. So I started in hotels. And I would say, hey, first and foremost, for anyone listening here, and hey, spend time figuring out your purpose and your why. Right. And understanding, you know, I believe that we all have a gift, and your gift is the thing you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort, whatever you love to do is your gift. And if you love to serve it, you love doing this, then I would encourage you to pursue a career in senior living, right? To be able to do it from any avenue too. But if you're serious about serving, right, at a higher level, this is an opportunity for you. When you look at those markets here now, senior housing is really here to stay. You can have a career. Hey, look at me. I started in the kitchen at our Plymouth community, right? And that we have tons of story like this in our organization. None of us are in positions that we started in. So if you want to come and you want to have fun and you enjoy serving people, then you should consider a career in senior housing and do your due diligence, all right? Look at companies and understanding what you stand for. You know, I bounced around before I came to senior living. When you know what you want, you know what you don't want. And you don't do that until you ground yourself in clear goals when it's written, it's real. What do you stand for? What is your purpose in life? And it's hard to be able to do it, but recognize that. And then align yourself with an organization that's doing what you want to do. And be humble, be open-minded, and be curious.
I can see Tim touring his communities and going in the kitchen, putting the tools to the hot stove and helping out. I bet you do that.
Yeah. You know, I don't. Listen, we have some of the best culinary talent in the country, and I'm serious, you know, too. I'm confident we probably have more medals in this industry than anybody else. Hey, listen, no plug against any person, but I think any leader that comes on your podcast and don't think they're the best, it's a problem. We're the absolute best at what we do. Nobody outworks us. Nobody loves us more than nobody outloves us. So I'm confident in what we do. But we have the best culinary team, so they don't let me in the kitchen. But hey, I do tour the communities and spend time and thank people. Look them in their eye. We're all president and CEOs of our own life. We have a choice. You get up and do what you want to do every day, and you come here because you want to, not because you have to. And so do I. So I walk around the communities and thank them for showing up and doing what they do, and then challenge, right? I expect us, it's a privilege to do what we do. I expect our leaders to perform. I expect them to support. And I go out and I inspect that. And I thank every single man and woman, every soul, for the work that they do, because they don't have to come and do this for us. So.
Well, Tim, we appreciate you taking time for us. Means a lot. And your passion, your enthusiasm, it's contagious. And so we're hopeful to just spread that word, spread that enthusiasm to the industry that me and Lucas love. We've been putting in a lot of years at spreading the great word about this industry and the great work that people like you do. So thanks for taking time for us. Lucas, what a great opportunity for our listeners, right?
It's a great opportunity. Tim, final word. What's your final word?
Hey, one, I wanted to thank you guys being humble, right? The fact that you invited me, I'm humbled to be here and excited about the work that you do, and would extend the opportunity anytime that you're in an area that we have a community, we'd love for you to come and maybe do your podcast. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but come and do it in one of our communities, right? And make a segment about employees or residents. And we'd love to work with you all to get you on some of the communities. I feel a great feeling from you all too and your team here. I think that you would enjoy it and benefit from it. So, hey, just keep that offer open to doing that. Outside of that, I'm truly thankful. And to everybody that's listening, I wish good hope, prosperity for you and your family, and be well. And God bless.
Amen to that. Well, we appreciate your time, Tim. And for those that want to connect with StoryPoint and Tim and his team, scroll down in the show notes. There'll be a link there for you to connect with. And go to bgvoice.com, connect with this content, so much more. Tim, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
And thanks to all of our listeners for listening to another great episode of Bridge the Gap.